Okay, for all too many of us, the words diet and failure are synonyms. I guess that's why Weight Watchers was born and others like it. I mean, there are a lot of people who have never lost weight or at least been able to keep it off, and suddenly the word diet became synonymous with success. What's the difference? Well, part of it is this. I guess once a week with Weight Watchers, you get together with a group of people who are in this with you, and if you lose, you lose in front of all of them. And if you've gained, you gain in front of all of them. I don't think they do that. You see, there's something about that. Let's call it withness. That makes it easier to get where you want to be. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about commitment insurance. Now, our word for today from the Word of God is found in Acts chapter 2. Listen for the key word that describes these powerful first Christians. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God, enjoying the favor of all the people. Now listen to the power they had. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Now you probably noticed the word that was repeated three times. It's the word together. They were growing, serving, praying together, and it was powerful. Apparently it was magnetic. I believe the early Christians had learned the power of accountability. Just like that Weight Watchers plan, people who are keeping me true to my commitment, cheering for my success, and caring when I fail. Except the issues here are much larger than weight could ever be. The issue is like, will I keep the commitments I have made to my Lord about getting into His Word, about conquering that enslaving sin? I want to beat it. The commitments I made about reaching my friends, about praying more consistently and aggressively, about getting serious regarding sexual purity. What we need is commitment insurance, and accountability is commitment insurance. It could well be that right now you need to surround yourself with some people who will help you stay on course, who care if you do, and who will pray for you, who will pull you back to your commitment if you get very far astray. There's tremendous power in an accountability group. Maybe you've tried to do it alone in a corner before, and you know it hasn't worked. Well, today is a call to do it together. In the words of Ecclesiastes, two are better than one. If one falls down, the other can help him up. If one can be overpowered, two can prevail. Look, it's just too easy to make a commitment and then just kind of drift off quietly. But not if you've got some with persons. It should probably be some peers of yours who are your with persons. And then there should be one person who's not a peer, who's a spiritual leader. And you tell them your commitments and you say, help me stay true to these. Box yourself in. Put yourself on the line for your commitments to Christ, the ones you really do want to keep in your heart. If you're tired of the ups and downs of spiritual inconsistency, you're hungry for a Christian lifestyle instead of just Christian binges, well, take out some commitment insurance. Some brothers or sisters who will help you weigh in regularly.
Thanks, Ron. On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. For 30 years, God has used On Eagle's Wings teams of Native American young people to visit over 100 reservations. To find out more about this exciting ministry, On Eagle's Wings, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.